The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. So I got a question about investigation. Common question. When to investigate what it is, when to let something be in the background. And maybe the first point is that it's very, very natural for us to want a kind of algorithm for practice, the kind of, I don't know, fantasy that lurks somewhere of being told by a fully enlightened being, like which direction to go, like 20 times a day or on retreat 1,000 times a day. But I think the Buddha might remain quiet much of the time, might say, wrong question. If you see the Buddha in the road, kill him. So the first point is that most forks in the Dharma path are illusory. And when we mature spiritually, it's not that we know the answer. The question dissolves. So the first thing is to investigate, not investigate. Don't make a big deal of it. If you're sincere, whatever you will do will be fine. You'll learn either way. If you're sincere, everything is fine. So what do we usually mean by investigation? Mostly that means we're honest. We want answers. We got problems and we want answers. And a mind that wants answers is not ready to let go. It's not ready to let go deeply. And true investigation entails a letting go of the need to know. And at a kind of deep level, we're an answer-seeking species. We have questions and problems, and we naturally want answers and solutions. And every answer, in some sense, is a solution to something. And you say, well, of course, this insight meditation, of course we want answers, we want insights. Our tradition seems to justify that. And we can be nuanced in how we understand insight. Insight seems like the main currency of freedom, and insights are propositional knowledge. We could say, we could speak them, we can say something about them. And yes and no. In Dharma practice, mostly we're not so much trying to get an answer, but cultivate our mind. And cultivating one's mind doesn't require answers any more than strengthening one's bicep requires answers. Insights sometimes strike me as the word epiphenomenal, kind of the smoke rising off the engine of neural change, or maybe we say heart change, but we get lost in the smoke and the signals. And we place so much hope in thinking, and the various species of thinking try to essentially solve our way to liberation. But as Kahneman said, a Nobel laureate said, nothing in life is as important as you th think it is while you are thinking about it. I was looking at research on mind wandering, when it's more problematic, less problematic. And we all know mind wandering, obviously. Sometimes it feels, neutral or even onward leading, and other times not at all. And sticky thoughts, repetitive, unintentional, uncontrolled looping, that is often problematic. And in the research that I was looking at, mind wandering increases with the self-reported stickiness of thoughts. And it's that stickiness that disrupts performance, like performance on a cognitive task. And stickiness is related to psychological distress. Investigation cannot be merely acting out stickiness. Sometimes, in other words, it's better to practice the equanimity of ignoring rather than the equanimity of being with. We have the sense that equanimity is always being with, but no, actually, Shinzen Young would often talk about the equanimity of allowing something not to be the object. So what is investigation? It is an attentional practice rather than an answering practice. And I'm not trying to be all Dharma Riddler paradoxical, whatever. But we don't get answers when we want answers. Education is not the filling of a pail, but the lighting of a fire, it said. And so the thirst for answers is more like every other thirst. An investigation can be a channel into which our compulsivity flows. The Dharma is about newness, new views, new modes of perception. Insight is a little startling, can't be anticipated. And so we notice all the kind of fidelity we have to our familiar view, and the kind of rigid models we bring, stubborn models of ourselves and the world and what happiness is to each moment, essentially compulsively reiterating our autobiography to ourselves, consciously, unconsciously. Reiterating our kind of assumptions about happiness, what I want, what I need. And the deepest answers are inaccessible when our knowing is so entangled with wanting. When our attempt to know is suffused by the motivations around grasping, understanding, the compulsion to know. And so investigation involves a mode of perception arising out of an unmotivated state. We don't care what we find. We don't care if we find. This mode of looking arising out of an unmotivated state. In other words, investigation involves a kind of deep tolerance for not knowing, for not having answers. And can we relax the part of our mind for which answers are answers to our craving. Sometimes you look up at the maybe the night sky and you look, sometimes it's like I'm looking for a constellation and you look and look and you kind of like not seeing it get tense. And to see a new pattern, I'd have to relax. I'd have to take in space. An insight, understandings, the fruits of investigation maybe often feels like it comes from the peripheral vision. The Dhamma Vichaya, investigation of phenomena. This is an attentional practice. It, in a way, where investigation is not about words, but about magnification, clarification, saturation of phenomena with attention. And we want to be careful not to assemble phenomena into a story prematurely. We have to relax the urge to make meaning, which often has its own defensive grasping functions. And in other words, we come to know through a path of not knowing. That's how investigation unfolds. And through it, we learn a lot. We learn a lot. But it doesn't feel like we had to go on some expedition to find it. It's a function of the character of attention, the willingness not to assemble understanding prematurely. We gaze, in other words, into the dark night sky and await light from distant stars to reach us, you know? That light, the light that might take thousands or millions of years to get here. It's dark right now, but we're poised in a kind of openness, awaiting that light from distant realms to meet us. The path is the goal. Offer this for your consideration, and yeah, wish you a good week. Back certain Wednesday, uncertain Wednesday, next week.